This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
On the Go Breakfast on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's Side of Frequency. It's 11 minutes after 8. Welcome to the third hour of the show with Complexion and Mpomashita. First two Mondays of the month, we look at money issues. Joining us on the line in a bit is personal finance coach Vangile Makwakwa. And today we are looking at how we can be aligned when it comes to money with our partners.
And today we're looking at how we can be better aligned with our partners when it comes to money. We're talking to personal finance coach Vangile Makwakwa on Money Talk. Good morning. How are you doing, Vangile?
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Confliction. Thank you for having me.
Hope you had a good weekend.
I did. I hope you guys had a great weekend as well.
No, we did as well. Thank you so much. So, Vangile, you know, when it comes to money and especially in romantic relationships and how we handle all of that, sometimes it gets tricky to say, you know, at what point is it okay to start bringing up the money issue? Some people might feel, okay, no, it's a bit too soon to be doing this. What's going on? So at what stage in the relationship should we start talking about money or, you know, discussing money issues?
Well, I think that we start talking about money issues as early as possible, right? Because money is such a huge part of relationships. And I just want to preface this by saying, obviously, we are taught that if we talk about money, it means that you are a gold digger because all you care about is money. But the truth is that people can't live on love alone, right? So you need to understand where you are in terms of your finances. So I think that you can actually literally ask a person, you can talk about, hey, when do you want to talk? Are you ready to talk about money? Let me know how you feel about talking about money. So what most of us do in all relationships, I don't think this is just romantic relationships. I've seen it with family members. I've seen it with people in relationships. I've seen it with friends. People kind of ambush other people when they talk about money, right? It's like you just bring this financial conversation out of left field. And money is such a traumatic topic for people. It is a deeply triggering topic. So the first thing you can ask people is, how do you feel talking about money? Like, literally ask that question. Because, and then you can just say, I won't push if you're not ready, right? But I'm just wondering, like, money is important to me. How do you feel talking about money? I tell people to do this even with family members. Because even if it's your mom, your dad, your siblings, you have no clue how you all internalized financial topics or money as a topic. And then, like, when someone tells you, I don't like it or I'm comfortable, then you can also ask them, okay, are you okay talking about money? Can we set a date to talk about money? I just want to know your thoughts on money, right? I want to know where you are around money. And at any point, let me know if it gets uncomfortable. So maybe have, like, rules around that. I don't even like the word rules, but okay, boundaries, where the other person knows that when they start getting worked up or they feel uncomfortable in their bodies, they can literally ask for time out. So I do this a lot with friends and family and just people that I've dated, where you just ask and say, like, this is getting too personal for me. I don't want to answer this. I'm not ready. Please, can I take time out?
Sure, but you know, as you're explaining, Vangile, it sounds like there needs to be someone in the relationship, at least, who has an idea, who's in touch, who
exactly
understands. Because if we are both just existing and flowing, you know, we'll probably never get to this point.
You're in deep trouble. Yes, because here's where it comes, and I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because what often happens, right, is that most people are in relationships and both parties are not aware of their money triggers. They're just talking about money, just bringing up, how much did this cost or why did you buy this dress, can send someone completely over the edge and is a deeply triggering thing. And people will be like, oh my gosh, this person is crazy. No, this person is triggered and they carry deep traumas. So this is also why I would say this, my best advice to people is, say, before you even start talking about money to other people, because what I've seen most people do is they make it about, what is your money behavior like, because I don't want to be the one to put up with crazy financial behaviors. And then it becomes all about, how do I protect myself from this other person's financial behaviors, forgetting that we have our own financial baggage, right?
Yeah.
So this is where actually the deep trauma work comes in, because this is about emotional intelligence. As you can imagine, I haven't even spoken about talking about financial goals and all that, right? Because that is a huge part of talking about money. But the thing is, before you can even get there, most people never get to talk about financial goals, never get to talk about spending habits. Why? Because they don't know how to create a safe space to discuss money.
Oh, yes.
So the thing is, how do you need to do your own money work? Because when you're coming and you're heightened and you're triggered and you're seeing, oh, wow, we went to a restaurant and this person just ordered and you're like,
a whole bottle of champagne
with money, and I see them dressing in a particular way, you're already making judgments based on what you have seen.
And you as we continue, we must also look at an approach of the better way of communicating this, because experience also informs me that when it comes to you ladies, you're not very honest about how much you spend sometimes. You know, that's why you will walk into the house with an item and go, sure, you're not going to believe how much I got this for. And it's expensive, but you will still drop the price. And, you know, if it's something that you bought for 4,000,
right,
you will say it was on special for 850. I'm like, for 4,000 to 850 doesn't make sense.
Complexion, I really feel offended. See, this is what I mean. Like, honestly, it's like, but how do you know that's not true? See, this is the thing.
Experience informs me.
In with preconceived notions.
I Google.
People being dishonest.
I Google the item and I Google the price.
Well, why does the person went to a different store that you don't know about? I'm being deeply honest here. Like, only what if they went to a store you don't know about?
Only on Black Friday, not on a Monday.
Vangile, I think it's very clear. You know, today, literally, we're just opening this can of worms to say, number one, are we even in the right space to start these conversations? I think next week when we talk, we're going to just get into how to actually have the conversations and start making plans towards our financial plans as a couple.
And not to sound like you're controlling as well, because there has to be that fine line. You know what I mean? You have to come across as, this is a conversation, you know? Because both of us wake up in the morning and go work for our money. And we are talking relationships and marriage here. So it could be a relationship. And if it's a relationship, all we have is just dreams and goals. But I must be able to eat my money. Because I wake up at 4 in the morning every morning.
Vangile, you have a lot of work here.
Yeah. Till we catch up again next time. Thank you for making time to join us this morning.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.